Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Monday. Happy post July the 4th. Fireworks holiday extraordinaire. But this is Old School, Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Today, we are live in effect from 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese. Special ingredients and butcher shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th up there in the 168th and Maple in the Metro. Lot going on this weekend, you know, with 4th of July weekend. And we obviously had some explosive news with the Huskers and had some recruiting news. We made the Final Four of Mr. Sanders, the offensive tackle from one of my hometowns of Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to dive into that. We had a big announcement that the university has named 1890 their main collective or their only collective, which, you know, we'll get into what that means, what took so long, and how that can help potentially help. Well, obviously 1890 grow, but the NIL package or I guess incentives, you know, to recruit, or for the incentives for recruits to come in the future. And you know, could it be something the time of the sign, you know, a sign of the times, because obviously we saw that some collectives might go in-house, but this seems like it's a partnership. I don't know all the details. Since you, Austin, what NFL owners paid for teams, and man, the owner that got the team is going to be crazy for it. We're going to light up the text. We're going with the text line to send in their teams, and we're going to let you know what your owner, bought the team for. I will tell you, there is a owner that got the team for nothing. Zero.
Zilch. Free.
Thank
Hand
you.
Hand it over.
Yeah. Thanks for doing business. And then we'll talk. They came out with the top revenue generating football programs, and we're going to ask the text line, and obviously me and Austin are going to get into it, whether that should be a direct correlation into where you end up being ranked at the end of the year, right? So a lot of people say, you know, if you take the 4 years of your recruiting classes or five or whatever you want to call it, that's where, you know, if you say your average is 15, right, over 4 or 5 years, then that's where you should be at the bottom end. And then obviously if those recruits develop and you're able to have retention at a pretty high rate and you hit on those evaluations, you should be a little bit higher. So a lot to dive into after 4th of July. Mm. Then get and also
saw some fireworks up at Omaha.
Yeah.
Out of Foreman 16U.
Yeah, we represent a little, they represent a little bit. Some good basketball up there in the you know, the tournament, and so it's good to see some good players. And you know, Chris Carr, who is a friend of mine, has a basketball program. And then so you got to see them. We got to see Team Factory from Minnesota, which is from Maple Grove, which was, I always tell the story about Sam Jacobson. That's where he's from, which was essentially like a Kearney. We would view it as a Kearney. You know, it wasn't a very, you know, it was a rural city or a town or whatever you call it. Now it's one of the up and coming or one of the top places to be, live, and all that other stuff. So they made the trek down. So, you know, a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Obviously, always in the state of Nebraska. It is officially, like me and Harrison talked about yesterday on Inside the Huddle. Be sure to always download and like and all support that as well every Sunday at 11. It is football time. There is no turning back now.
Like you said, July, you start feeling it, right?
Yeah, but after July 4th, it is the time goes by quicker. The days will go by quicker. You have to start to change your mentality. Social time has to be at a minimum. You have to get ready for this long haul of a season that you put, hopefully, your blood, sweat, and tears into training to be in your best form going into this season. And whatever team does it at a higher percentage, that means if you have 100 players and you do it at a 90%, you know, 90% of the guys do it on a 90% basis day in and day out, generally it correlates to what you know, your wins and losses.
What did July look like for you in college and pros?
Well, you know, we were here training, and it was a lot different. You know, obviously, you know, we were taking summer school training, and we had like little odd jobs that we were allowed to do. So it's a lot different that we didn't have any NIL and we didn't have any online classes and stuff like that. So, you know, we worked our tails off all the way up to 2 or 3 days before we reported. I felt like we did, or at least I did.
Is report Monday? Is report Saturday?
For us?
Yeah.
We reported, I think, on a Sunday, I think, in college.
Gotcha.
Depends on when we had the game.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You know, yeah. We played 1 year down in Stillwater against Oklahoma State. So I think it was, you know, you generally go a month out.
Gotcha.
And then something where we had a regular game, you know, we played in the kickoff classic and stuff like that. So
how hot was it?
I would say it's Africa hot. It was hot. It was hot. You know what's funny? I didn't know it got this hot in Nebraska. I just didn't know.
You're some Minnesota cool.
No, it's not. I mean, I'll be honest. I came to Nebraska not knowing tiddly poo about the state or anything. I came to Nebraska and I just told the story. I was just at the Team Jack event. Big shout out to Team Jack and the foundation, doing great things for childhood cancer and raising funds and awareness for it. It was great. It was out at Wilderness Ridge, but I was with some guys and they were asking me about it. I said, look, man, I grew up in a Miami household. And one of the gentlemen that I played with, his daughter went to Miami. I was like, everybody in my family went to Miami besides me. And so I grew up a Miami household. So, you know, Nebraska burst on the scene and had that really good year, you know, really a great year. I mean, like, I don't want to minimize it, where they, you know, obviously, you know, unfortunately got the, you know, the shaft against Florida State. But I didn't know anything about Omaha. You know, I didn't know anything about Lincoln. You know, to be honest with you, after the recruiting trip, one of the things, my best friend Jamal, he asked me how it was. And I was like, man, they actually got some brothers down in Nebraska. Because I went to a house party and I was like, there was brothers there that weren't like football players. So I didn't know anything about Lincoln. I didn't know anything about Omaha. I didn't know anything about Kearney. I didn't know anything. So I'm not going to sit here in front like I knew it was hot. Mm-hmm. Okay. It gets hot in Minnesota, but it's humid and hot. I came down here in them first 2 days, man. I was like, yo, this is crazy. I said, we in the middle of the cornfields. My dad called me one time. I said, Dad, I said, yo, it's so hot. My jersey is hot. Even like, you know, when you pour like cold water down your neck, I was like, this is the hottest I ever been. Cause you just be out there and there was be no wind.
Right.
You know, and I'm sure T.O. wanted it. Like, no wind. You just out there, two and a half, 3 hour practice. But you know, I got here and I got invested into the program and started to meet some of the, you know, the walk-ons or guys from Nebraska, man, I started to really appreciate it. You know, one of my best friends from high school, Jason Spinharney, he's from Nebraska. He was a big Nebraska fan. I used to enjoy after Christmas break rubbing it in his face because Miami had always beat Nebraska or Florida State would. But he was the one that was like telling me, like when I first started to kind of get recruited. And like I said, my recruiting process was you know, after I destroyed Lane Kiffin and them. So it wasn't all year. It wasn't all junior year. It wasn't like that. He was just Nebraska, Nebraska, Nebraska. Now, you know, I think when you change your name, are you a Catholic priest? Is that what it is?
Oh, like when you become Pope. Yeah.
Or
you
get the Pope, special name. Yeah, he's father something else now.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was just the Pope.
His name is not Jason no more. Okay. Text line, get me right. I'm assuming he's Catholic.
Catholics, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's cool with me.
That was a Nick Sainer joke mostly.
Yeah, now Nick Pius the 10th, I don't know. I don't know about Pius the 10th, man. I ain't never met anybody I could trust with Pius the 10th. Hmm. Have you?
Can't say I have.
I think Nick clouds judgment. He just clouds it. Yeah, it's tough. We got to go over there and shake some. You got to shake it up over there. Now, anyways. So, but what I say for Jason, when I tell you he looked like a Nebraskan, tall, he was about 6'2". He might have been 140. Might have been 140.
Soaking wet.
White as all get out, hair red as this. Cool as heck, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. But I remember one time Nebraska lost to Miami and I ran over his house. He's like, I don't even want to hear it. Because I was like, hey, let's hang out. He's like, no, I don't want to hang out. I went over there anyways. But anyways, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to dive into, not dive into the, you know, the stuff that we don't need to. We're going to just talk about my experience of having a coach resign. We'll talk about Evan Cooper resigning, you know, what he brought to the, or at least what I assume and heard that he brought to the program and the staff. And then what my man, Coach Butler brings. I had to call some people, Austin.
Both of your adopted hometowns.
Oh, yeah. I had to call some people that I trust. I said, like, I know what's up with them, man. Like, I got to see what's popping on the ones and twos on them. So we're going to, you know, and you know what? It all came back positive. I like it, man. And, so we're going to talk about what, you know, the transition process is for him and what it could be in the immediate future and in the long term. And then in the second hour, we're going to dive into, you know, who's made the biggest come up on the purchase of an NFL team. I mean, I just cannot believe the price that these dudes paid to get these franchises. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.